A Senate committee is recommending that all single-use plastics be phased out within the next 5 years in Australia. It would mean that single-use plastic bags, takeaway containers, plastic-lined coffee cups and chip packets would all be gone by 2023. That's the recommendation of a Senate Standing Committee on Environment and Communications Inquiry into Waste and Recycling. The committee's chairman is Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Morning, Hamish.
What exactly are you calling for in terms of this ban within 5 years?
So just to be clear, it's the Senate that's calling for this. We've taken evidence from all around the country in a long inquiry. And of course, we've had a recycling crisis in this country, but we've also looked at consumption of plastic. And we completed a really groundbreaking report 2 years ago into the toxic tide of marine plastics, so the kind of products that are making their way into the ocean. And what became very clear from the science that's been done is certain kinds of single-use plastics are ingested by marine creatures like turtles and dolphins and whales. And plastic bags are a classic example. Straws, chupa chup sticks, some of the most common items we find in all our cleanups are single-use packaging. So the Senate today has made a commitment to phase out single-use plastics in its report. There is some devil in the detail, and we actually need to do a lot more work now to define exactly what is a single-use plastic, because if we need legislation for this, then these are the kind of things we need to take as a next step. But yeah, it's a significant recommendation from the Senate, because it seems to have political consensus.
Can we dig a bit further beyond the devil is in the detail in terms of understanding how would Australia change in its use of plastics under this idea?
Yeah, so look, we have voluntary schemes at the moment for different waste streams to try and reduce waste streams. And of course, people can do their bit to refuse and reduce and reuse. The tension in that was very clear in the evidence that was presented to the committee was we need mandatory schemes as well, because these things don't happen fast enough. Now, this is a global conversation, Hamish. It's happening in the UK, it's happening in the EU, it's happening all around the world. There's a big push on to try and ban certain single-use plastic products. So we actually need to define what they are and then set about doing that. I think the writing's on the wall now. People are looking at the amount of waste they're using, and it's simply unacceptable that 8 to 12 million tonnes of plastic, and mostly single-use plastics, are finding their way into the ocean every year and, of course, creating havoc with our marine ecosystems.
If there's no firm definition, can you at least give us a list of the everyday items that we're all using that would obviously fall into this category? I think we just need to be a bit substantive about what we're saying
here. Sure, absolutely. The kind of single-use plastics that we're looking at include straws, balloons, of course, plastic bags, single-use wrappers on fast foods, and even the plastic liners, for example, in single-use coffee cups. There's some examples of single-use plastics that are being looked at all around the world. What the Senate's recommended is a phase-out. Now, there will be some disappointment amongst many campaigners that we're not putting a ban in place straight away, because I can say to your listeners, this campaign's been underway now for 4 or 5 years to get single-use plastics banned. We need to actually have a phase-out, and that the Senate's recommended a cooperative research centre is established. That's $50 million of federal funding. That'll be hopefully at least double or triple backed by industry to actually look at other products that we can implement to replace some of these single-use plastics, like straws, for example. There's been very little work gone into actually what is biodegradable or compostable. In fact, some of those definitions are also very loose, as we found out in our inquiry. So this is what we're working on right now.
You say in the report that the federal government will need to provide policy and leadership on this to transform the way products are handled at every step, from production right through to the way they end up in our waste streams. Yep. We're also obviously talking about changing consumer habits as well. Yep. Is 5 years a pretty optimistic timeline?
Oh, look, I think it can be done. Certainly, there'll be industry resistance to this, Hamish. There always is for something this size. The packaging industry globally is nearly $1 trillion industry, and they're not going to go down.
It might be consumers as well. It might be us.
Yeah, I think most consumers are on board, especially when you have education and awareness programs that go with this. This is actually where this is coming from. This has been a big consumer push, and not just here. I've been campaigning on this for well over a decade, including before I came into Parliament, and I can tell you something's actually changed. This is now a mainstream issue. It's a global issue, and I think you're looking at reflecting on the Senate report today. To get political consensus on some pretty major recommendations is a big achievement, and that gives me hope. It gives me optimism that maybe 5 years isn't an optimistic target. Let me say, 2 years ago, the Senate, the Toxic Tide report that we did, the first parliament in the world to do a full inquiry and release a report on tackling the scourge of marine plastics, the Senate recommended that if the states hadn't implemented a container deposit scheme, so a recycling refund scheme for what is the key waste stream we find in our oceans, and that's plastic bottles, the federal government would step in.
You've seen, even though there is this broader mood, if we accept that that's the case, that it's still difficult to get governments across jurisdictions to agree on policy settings. You know, we have companies saying, Woolies, for example, we're not going to have single-use plastic bags, but then there are still holdout states that won't even legislate around that. Yep. You must acknowledge how difficult it is going to be to get this sort of broad-based change. You're talking about moving to a circular economy.
Absolutely. Look, what gave me a real heart from this inquiry is that we had everyone singing from the same song sheet. We had industry groups, we had small businesses, big businesses across the recycling industry. We had local government associations, environment groups, all asking for the same thing, and that is federal government leadership on this issue. We had a national waste plan that was developed in 2009 that's got 16 recommendations that, had they been implemented, we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in now with this meltdown in recycling around the country. We need to go back to that plan, dust it off, and actually get on with implementing a lot of those recommendations. And everyone's asking for it, Hamish. I've never seen this as a senator with so much broad support for the federal government to actually step up and play a role here, including, as you say, coordinating some of these jurisdictions and cross-jurisdictional issues. And we dealt with a lot of those issues in the report, from differences in waste levies between different locations through to contract issues. It can all be done, but what it needs is a federal government and Minister Frydenberg to lead on this issue and say it's not acceptable that we've had recycling on the edge of meltdown in this country. We haven't invested properly in our industry. There's a lot of things government can do. For example, government need to help create demand for some of these recycled products. Government can buy recycled products, glass for road base, for example, for asphalt, recycled newsprint and cardboard for government departments. There's a lot we can actually do to help the recycling industry. I don't think there's any disagreement at all across the board that the government has a much bigger role to play in coordinating these issues. And yes, it's going to be difficult. When I started, it was almost too big an issue to grasp, but we've made huge inroads, and I'm really confident that we will continue to make inroads.
Thanks for your time this morning, Senator Peter
Wilson. Good on you, mate. Thank you.